You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says it's possible an effective vaccine against the coronavirus could be created within a year. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has warned it's very difficult to say for sure that there will be a vaccine.
The estimate is we may have a vaccine within 1 year. If accelerated, it could be even less than that, but by a couple of months. So that is what scientists are saying.
But the United Nations Health Agency warns that until then, it expects the number of global COVID-19 infections to reach 10 million by next week. In the United Kingdom, police have declared a major incident after thousands of people visited beaches on its southern coast, ignoring public health guidance and overstretching local services. In the beach town of Bournemouth, authorities receive reports of fights, excessive alcohol consumption, and illegal overnight camping. Speaking to Britain's Talk Radio, UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he will close beaches if people continue flouting coronavirus restrictions.
The last thing anybody wants is this virus to get going again and to take off. And, you know, if people respond to the changes that we've been able to make and stop the social distancing, then the virus doesn't respect, you know, the fact that it's a hot summer's day.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is set to announce a joint deal with the United Arab Emirates to combat the COVID-19 crisis. The deal, if confirmed, would come despite the UAE's recent warnings that its outreach efforts with Israel could be threatened if the country moves ahead with its planned annexation of West Bank land. Mr. Netanyahu says the deal has come after months of vigorous behind-the-scenes contacts.
In a few moments, the United Arab Emirates and the State of Israel will announce cooperation in the fight against the coronavirus. This collaboration will be in the fields of research and development, technology, in areas that will improve the confidence in health throughout the region. This is the result of prolonged and intense contacts in recent months. This will bring a blessing to many in our region. The stronger we are, the more powerful we are at deterring our enemies and bringing our friends closer.
The World Food Programme says it could be forced to shut down all coronavirus distribution operations by the third week of July if it does not receive a significant injection of cash. The UN agency is responsible for flying crucial food and medical supplies around the world. WFP Executive Director David Beasley says the aid flights are especially important as most civilian aviation remains grounded while virus infections rise in some of the globe's most vulnerable countries, including Ghana, Yemen, Chad, and Ethiopia. Mr. Beasley is warning a lack of funding could mean the number of people pushed to the brink of starvation will increase further.
The number of people marching to the brink of starvation will go from 135 million to 265 million people through 2020. Now, that number could get worse as we see things continuing to deteriorate. Now, we're reaching about 100 million people. And I don't know the exact number, but I know well over 30 million of those people depend on us 100%. So you can do the math. If we lose access to those people because of disruption of the supply chain or lack of money, people can't go without food for 2-3 weeks.
In Morocco's capital city of Rabat, cafes and restaurants have reopened their doors for the first time in 3 months amid an easing of COVID-19 restrictions. The Moroccan government has also permitted gyms and hair salons in the city to recommence operating at 50% of their capacity. But all venues must continue following social distancing and hygiene protocols. Teacher Mohamed Radwan says he is glad things are returning to some level of normalcy.
Alhamdulillah, Thank God we are free. We spent 3 months in a lockdown, stuck between the house and the street next door, and I hope that this is the last phase.
People have been lining up in a several hundred metre long queue outside a new coronavirus testing centre in the German city of Gütersloh. The northern city has experienced a large COVID-19 outbreak among the workers of a local meat factory, which has led to stricter measures for the 100,000 plus population. The demand for testing is high, as German regions are only permitting visitors from the risk area to enter if they have a current negative test result. One resident says she finds the situation frustrating.
After all, I was looking forward to the holiday. It's only a week, but simply doing nothing for a week, and then I'm on the edge, and I say because of one company, it all gets overturned. It's very annoying, not to say very irritating.
Since the start of the pandemic, Germany has confirmed over 193,000 cases, with more than 8,930 deaths nationally. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.